الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected brothers and elders, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher, and peace and salawat be upon our noble master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great bounty of deen. Allah has completed this deen. Allah has mentioned, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, today I have completed your deen for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah is pleased for this deen of Islam to be your deen. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with deen, whoever will adopt deen, whoever will bring deen alive in his life, most definitely he will earn the pleasure of Allah. Because Allah's pleasure is connected to deen. Whoever will bring deen practically into his life, most definitely he will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders, this deen of Islam is a great ni'mat and is a great amanat. It's a great trust. We've been entrusted with this deen of Islam. One is deen and one is the effort of deen. Through the effort of deen will come alive. So Allah has blessed us with this deen. Really, respected brothers and elders, the thing that we have to be really impressed by is this deen and this deen of Islam. Because all the promises of Allah are linked to deen. All the promises of Allah, whether it be the promise of Allah of a good life in this world, whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Jannah, whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of vicegerency on this earth, whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of barakat, of blessings, it is all linked to deen. It is all linked to iman and a'mal. All the promises of Allah are linked to iman and a'mal. Respected brothers and elders, this deen of Islam, Allah has blessed us, Allah has chosen this deen of Islam to be our deen, and has selected us to be in this deen of Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world, in one narration is mentioned, this world began to shake. So Allah ta'ala put mountains onto the surface of this earth, by means of which this earth became stable. So the angels, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they asked Allah, O Allah, have you created anything more powerful than these mountains? Allah mentioned to them, yes, I've created steel. Steel is such that it will cut through mountains. Again they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, Have you created anything more powerful than steel? Allah mentioned to them, yes, I've created fire. Fire is such that it can extinguish. Allah Ta'ala said He created water. Water is such that it can extinguish fire. Again they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, have you created anything more powerful than water? Allah Ta'ala said, yes, I've created wind. Wind is such that it will hold water in the form of clouds. Again they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, have you created anything more powerful than the winds? Allah said, yes. It is when my servant, my banda, gives charity, gives sadaqah with his right hand, and his left hand doesn't know about it. This is only one action from the many actions and the many amal of deen. So if a person will bring deen alive in his life, Wallah, deen itself is greater than this whole world and whatever it contains. Speaking of Allah, the essence of deen and the greatest foundation of deen is yaqeen. This is the greatest foundation of deen. Because speaking of Allah, when yaqeen will be made, when the heart will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly, there will be deen when it comes to the limbs of a person's body. And when there will be deen that will be upon the limbs of a person's body, then accordingly a person will benefit from the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our elders mentioned, that conditions, ahwal, are connected to amal. And amal are connected to yaqeen, are connected to the heart. So an effort has to be made on this heart to turn the direction of this heart away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. Where the qibla of this heart becomes Allah. No one else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith Qudsi it is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to his slaves. Allah says, Ya abdi utlubni tajidni. O my slave, search for me. Search for me and you will find me. Basically the object of our lives is to find Allah. Object of our lives is to gain the closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Object of our lives is to recognize Allah. That is the object of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being. This human being himself has two parts to his body. One is the outer and the apparent part of his body. This apparent part of his body has been created from sand. And it will return to sand. And for the nourishment of this outer body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things that will benefit this outer body that are made from sand. The food that we eat is from sand. The clothes that we wear is from sand. The roof over our head is from sand. The conveyances in which we ride in and we travel in is from sand. This is all for the benefit of this outer body. But respected brothers and elders, this human being has not been forever. But he will remain forever. It is only Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been forever. And Allah will remain forever. But this human being hasn't been forever. But he will remain forever. Basically, what will remain forever? It is his ruh. This ruh of this human being will remain forever. The Jews asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the ruh. Yas'alunaka anir ruh. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the soul, with regards to the ruh. Revelation came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that this ruh has been created by the command of Allah. This ruh came from Allah. And this ruh, this soul itself will return to Allah. And for the nourishment of the soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent deen. Through deen, the soul will be nourished. The soul will be nourished through deen and the amal of deen. So respected brothers and sisters, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen, and Allah ta'ala has given us the effort of deen. Deen itself is a great amanat, is a ni'mat on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the essence of deen is yaqeen, where the direction of this heart, the qibla of this heart, turns away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. Allah says to the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu aminu. O believers, bring iman. O believers, Allah ta'ala is speaking to the believers, because iman is that command of Allah that is faraz upon each and every individual 24 hours of the day. Salah is faraz 5 times a day. Zakah is faraz upon those individuals who have wealth once a year. Hajj, Sawm is farz upon those individuals who are able to fast, and that too once a year. And Hajj only upon those people who have the means. Once in a lifetime, Hajj is farz. But Iman is farz upon each and every individual 24 hours of the day. At every given moment. That is why Iman is something that has to be learned. Sahaba radiallahu anhum learned Iman. Iman is something that has to be learned. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, young Sahabi, is sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a conveyance, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching him this lesson of Iman. Ya ghulam, ihfadillaha yahfadhuk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him, oh young boy, protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. Idha sa'alta fas'alillah, ask your needs only from Allah. Ask assistance only from Allah. And note well, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعْتَ لَا يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That if the whole of humanity has to get together, try to harm you, or they try to benefit you, they will never be able to harm you, or they will never be able to benefit you, except to that amount that Allah has decreed. Attention of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was turned away from creation towards Allah. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the qibla of the heart becomes Allah. Where a person lives for Allah, and ultimately he learns how to die for Allah. One of the great objectives of our effort is to learn how to live for Allah, and ultimately to die to Allah. Person that cannot live for Allah, he will not be able to die for Allah. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My salah, my ibadah, my living and my dying is for one Allah. Is for one Allah alone. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. That person who gives for Allah, he withholds for Allah, he loves only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. And if he has to hate, then it's for Allah. Then it's for the pleasure of Allah. Then in actual fact, that person's iman is complete. So respected brothers and elders, our effort is effort on the heart. Effort of iman to turn the direction of that heart away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. Where Allah becomes our objective. Allah becomes our maqsood. لا مقصود إلا الله. لا مطلوب إلا الله. لا معز إلا الله. لا مذل إلا الله. لا غالب إلا الله. That Allah is the object of our lives. Object of our lives to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders, one is the needs of man, and one is man's objective. Allah ta'ala has created man, and man has needs. Yes, he has needs. But these needs, he has to use these needs. These needs are not the objective. The things of this world are not the objective. But in actual fact, the things of this world are means to assist a person to come upon his objective. Whether it's the wealth of this world, whether it's the cause of this world that Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person, whether it's the home, whether it's the family, all this are not objectives within itself. These are means by means of which a person can come upon his objective. These must assist a person to come upon his objective. Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to Qarun in Quran Kareem, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says to Qarun, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Whatever Allah has given you in this world, use it to acquire your akhirah. Use it to acquire closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use it to come upon the objective of your life. Now by means of us using these things to come upon the objective of our lives, now these very things itself, the very things of this world, now will no more remain dunya. Now these things will become deen. Because these things are assisting us to come upon our objective. As our elders mentioned, that the sehri that a person partakes of, it will assist him with regards to the fast of the day. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Make sihri, for most definitely in sihri there is barakah. In suhoor there is barakah. Now that sihri is becoming a means of assisting a person to come upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, respected brothers and elders, whatever Allah ta'ala has given us with regards to dunya, this has to be used for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things have to be used. These things have to assist us with regards to our objective. And what is our objective? Firstly, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gain closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Object of our lives is to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Object of our lives is to prepare for akhirah. Is to prepare for the day on which we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make an effort on the ummah. So that once again, this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes the object of their lives. The object for which Allah ta'ala has created them. Has created us. Why Allah ta'ala has created us? Why Allah has sent us onto the surface of this earth? Why Allah ta'ala has sent us onto the surface of this earth? In actual fact, Allah ta'ala has sent us to prepare for akhirah. Allah ta'ala has sent us so that we can gain closeness unto Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us onto this world so that we can give our hearts to Allah. We can truly become Allah's. That is the object of our lives. That is the reason for which Allah has sent us onto the surface of this earth. Spectre brothers and elders, an effort was made on the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to turn the direction of their hearts, to turn the yaqeen of their hearts away from creation, away from makhluk, towards Khaliq. Away from makhluk, away from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, mention has been made, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was such that Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu made the khidmah, served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 8 years. For 8 years, he served Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the narrations it mentioned, then in those 8 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never rebuked him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told him, why did you do a certain action or why didn't you do a certain action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam portrayed good akhlaq, beautiful character. Our elders say that one of the bases of our effort is good character. Good akhlaq, through good character, basically we will win the hearts of the ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed good akhlaq. And he's mentioned with regards to akhlaq that ma min shayin athqalu fi mizan al-'abd yawm al-qiyamah min husn al-khuluq. The thing that will be most weightiest for a person on the day of qiyamah will be good akhlaq. Through good akhlaq you win the hearts of the ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed good akhlaq, but good akhlaq was shown on what basis? Good akhlaq was shown on what basis? Ulama explain that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed good akhlaq on the basis of his ta'alluq with Allah. On the basis of his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed good akhlaq. Because if Anas radiallahu anhu did something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention was not towards Hazrat Anas, was towards Allah. Allah made it happen. Allah allowed it to happen. It's not that Anas radiallahu anhu did it, but Allah allowed it to happen. Spectre brothers and elders, actually, we met so many individuals in Australia. They mentioned, actually they remember our beloved Bhai Paja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. His beautiful akhlaq to them. Actually, in fact, one individual said that it was basically the effort of Dawat. The first Jamaat that went to Australia was basically in the year 1965. And Bhai Paja went in the early 70s, he went to Australia. And in those days, basically there were very, very few masajid. Very few masajid. And there were individuals that told us personally that the first encounters with Bhai Paja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You see, one individual told us that for 6 hours they were detained in the airport. You see, this individual basically was a non-Muslim. He looked at the actions of the Jamaat. Basically, Bhai Paja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Amir of the Jamaat. For 6 hours he watched them very, very closely. Watched their actions, how they performed salah, how they interacted with each other, how they interacted with other people. He said, Bhai Paja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his eyes met with my eyes. Basically, he looked at me. When he looked at me, there was a big smile on his face. He came, he kissed me. He kissed me on my forehead. Then he made my ikram. He gave me some biscuits. And he said, this was the turning point in my life. It touched my heart. And basically, after a few months, I was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months. So respected brothers and elders, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention was always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And good akhlaq was shown on the basis of what? Good akhlaq was shown on the basis of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the basis of the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he portrayed good akhlaq. So respected brothers, this entire effort of da'wah is the effort of the heart. To turn the direction of this heart away from creation towards Allah. As I mentioned, Allah subhanahu now becomes the object of our lives. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that when the heart is directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly there will be deen in a person's life. And when there will be deen in a person's life, accordingly he will benefit from the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he'll benefit. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a good life. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of barakat. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of vicegerency on this earth. He will benefit from all these promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically the need of the time is for us to bridge the gap between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to truly become Allah's. Truly become Allah's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah ta'ala's grandeur has to enter into the deepest recesses of our hearts. And accordingly, should a person come upon amal, should a person come upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is told to act upon deen, not on the basis of environment. A person is told to act upon deen, not on the basis of conditions. See, sometimes when there's conditions that are adverse, then you see a person, he'll start performing salah. He'll start making long duas he'll make, long rakats of salah he will make. And then sometimes because of environment, example, the environment is conducive, then you see a person coming upon deen. But we are told to come upon deen not on the basis of environment, not on the basis of conditions, but on the basis of connection with Allah. On the basis of iman on Allah, and on the basis of iman on akhirah. On these two bases, we are told to come upon good deeds. On the basis of iman on Allah. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. That person who brings iman upon Allah, and he brings iman upon the last day. He brings iman upon akhirah. Then on the basis of iman on Allah, and on the basis of iman of akhirah, should a person do good deeds? Should a person be good to his family members? Should a person be good to his neighbors? Should a person honor his guest? Should a person do good and abstain from evil? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that Man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhala al-jannah. That person who says la ilaha illallah with ikhlas, he will enter into Jannah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what is the sincerity and the ikhlas of this kalima? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, an tahjizahu an maharimillah. The ikhlas of this kalima is that through the barakat of this kalima, a person abstains from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. When it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the do's and the don'ts. They are the do's and the don'ts. So, to come upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, on the basis of our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the basis of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to become beloved to us. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَّدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. This iman itself, الْإِمَانُ بِضُوا وَسَبْعُونَ شُعْبَةً. This iman has more than 70 branches. This iman has more than 70 branches. Love for Allah is one of the branches of iman. Salah is one of the branches of iman. Good character is one of the branches of iman. Haya, shame is one of the branches of iman. Assisting people is one of the branches of iman. These are all the branches of iman. But the root is what? The root is this iman. Root is this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that is in the hearts of each and every individual. You see, what is the object of this kalima? What is the object of la ilaha illallah? Yaqeen ki tabdili. Changing the yaqeen of this heart. Changing the direction of this heart. Turning the direction of this heart away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. That is the object of this kalima. So, I'll just say, effort has to be made on this kalima. Effort. They say so beautifully, da'wat se iman banega. Or, hijrat se iman phailega. Nusrat se iman baki rahega. Or, qurbani se iman pakega. Through da'wat, iman will be made. The more person will speak about Allah, Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat. that Allah Ta'ala does with means, without means, against means, as He wants, how He wants, to the extent that He wants. Everything happens only and solely by the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person will give da'wah towards Allah, and our da'wah is towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. See, our the basis of our da'wah is basically azan. Azan is complete da'wah. Azan is complete da'wah. And azan is a means of, we are calling towards salah, we are calling towards the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are calling towards the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, respected brothers and elders, our basis is azan. Because azan is a complete da'wah. In azan, Allahu Akbar is mentioned 4 times. Allahu Akbar is mentioned 4 times. Our elders say, Allah Ta'ala has created many things in fours. There are 4 directions, north, south, east, east, west. This whole world has been created by through 4 things. The 4 basic elements that are mentioned. Water, sand, fire and air. These are the 4 basic elements that everything has been created from. So, Allahu Akbar is mentioned 4 times. Negating these things and affirming that Allah is the greatest. Allah is the only doer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only sustainer. Allah is the only cherisher. And then ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Calling towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Calling towards the risalat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then calling towards success. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. That success is in salah. And salah is a means of deen coming to our lives. Salah is a means of deen coming into a person's life. If a person's salah is rectified, and a person comes upon 100% salah, then inshallah, this will become a means of entire deen coming into his life. Because when a person is performing salah, then every limb of a person's body is restricted in salah. His eyes are restricted. His tongue is restricted. His hands are restricted. His movements are restricted. Everything is restricted. If a person cannot perform salah, if he cannot restrict his eyes in salah, how will he be able to restrict his eyes out of salah? If he can't restrict his thoughts in salah, how will he be able to restrict his thoughts out of salah? If he can't restrict his movements in salah, he can't restrict his body motions in salah, how will he be able to restrict himself and his life out of salah? So salah is a means of bringing deen in our life. Salah is a means of bringing deen in our lives. If a person's salah is perfected, then accordingly inshallah, his entire life is perfected. Every aspect of his life will be perfected. Because deen is connected to each and every limb of our bodies. Deen is connected to the eyes. Deen is connected to the ears. Deen is connected to the tongue. Deen is connected to the heart. The object of our effort is to bring deen alive. Deen, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to come alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to come alive. With regards to every individual, in every facet of life, the commands of Allah ta'ala is to come alive. Commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to come alive. First command of Allah is the command of iman. Then the command of ibadat. Then the command of mu'amalat, being correct. Our business transactions being according to deen. Then our social interaction also being according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our akhlaq, our character being in accordance with the akhlaq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basically, these are the 5 branches of deen. This effort is the means of bringing deen alive. Deen alive in our lives. And deen alive in the lives of the entire ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen has to come alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive. Sunnah has to come alive. Shariat has to come alive. The life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to come alive with regards to every individual. That our true role model is none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest. He was the greatest in every aspect. He was perfect with regards to every quality of his. He was the best father. He was the best neighbor. He was the best husband. He was the best imam. He was the best individual in his community. He had the greatest qualities. He was the one that feared Allah the most. He was the one that loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. He was the one that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And he was the one that showed mercy to creation to the highest extent. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complete with regards to every quality of his. Every quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complete with regards to his qualities. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life most definitely is an example for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is akmal, ajmal, ashal. The life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most beautiful way of life, the most easiest way of life, the most complete way of life is the life shown to us by Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Practical way of life. So respected brothers, that is one aspect of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other aspect of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life is a solace to this ummah. We see every difficulty that anyone experienced or is experiencing or will experience was experienced by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one that was tortured the most was none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one that was sworn at, the one who the intestines of the camel was thrown on his back was then definitely Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every type of difficulty Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent. Why? So that Nabi Sallam's life could be a solace to this ummah. Nabi Sallam's life could be a solace to this ummah. If anyone is an orphan, he's not alone in his difficulty. Nabi Sallam was also an orphan. If anyone is such that his daughter has been divorced, then he's not alone in that difficulty. Nabi Sallam's daughters also were also divorced. If anyone is such that people swear at him, people throw stones at him, people mock him, then he's not alone in that difficulty. All this was also meted out upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is a solace for the ummah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all these difficulty on what nisbat? On the nisbat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming alive in the world. On this very basis, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all these difficulties. All these difficulties. On this basis, on the basis of deen coming alive in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Untold sacrifices Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said, لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُؤْذَ أَحَدٍ وَلَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُخَافُ أَحَدٍ. I was made to fear for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that no one else was made to fear to the amount that I was made to fear. I went through great difficulties when it came to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers, this very responsibility of deen and deen coming alive in the lives of each and every individual is upon our shoulders. We being the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been termed as the best of ummahs. Kuntum khayra ummah. We have been termed as the best of ummahs. Why? We have been given a great responsibility. The responsibility of this ummah is to invite towards Allah. Is to basically to have mercy on this humanity. To have mercy on the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our responsibility. And that was the work of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mercy on this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at this ummah with the eyes of mercy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Nabi of mercy. Rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy unto mankind. That was our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a mercy unto mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is termed as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a great task, we have a great responsibility. Our responsibility is to have mercy firstly, to take the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to heart. What was the fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That man must be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Man must be entered into Jannah. Every individual has to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen has to come alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive in the lives of each and every individual. This was the worry and concern of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mutawasil al-ahzan. Laysat lahu raha. Daim al-fikra. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always in worry, concern. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jannah, he saw Jahannam. Now he knew, he saw it. He had one is hearing about it and one is believing it. One is Ainul Yaqeen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it. And accordingly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that worry and concern in his heart that mankind will be safe from Jahannam. Mankind will be entered into Jannat. Mankind will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind must be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the worry and concern of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an effort. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared a jama'ah, the jama'ah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with the very same mindset and with the very same worry concern. Sahaba radiallahu anhum went into the world with this worry and concern that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive. Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu will be sent to Yemen. And as being sent, What is basically he's being sent for? He's being sent to bring deen alive in Yemen. He's being sent to bring deen alive in Yemen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, O Muaz, it is very possible when you return to Madinah Munawwara, you will pass by my qabr. What maybe went through the heart of Nabi Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advises him, gives him a few advices. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa haythu kanu. That the people who will be closest to me are the people of taqwa, whoever they are and whoever they are. They will be the people who will be closest to me. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, go to Yemen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is bidding him farewell. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu is crying. And why did they go in the world? To bring deen alive. And they made untold sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach us today. Untold sacrifices. What sacrifices did Sahaba radiallahu anhu make? They made sacrifices. They themselves, they made their wives widows. Their children became orphans. They left the Mubarak company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the greatest sacrifice that they made. They left the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion. It tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one that is most beloved to me is none other than you. Sometimes I'm at home and I feel restless. I feel uneasiness till I don't come and view your Mubarak countenance. Then only I'm satisfied. And now this sahaba radiallahu anhum are told to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to leave the Mubarak company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for deen to come alive in the world. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful effort. Our elders mentioned this effort of dawat is like the rain. When rain will fall, then accordingly, in the rain Allah ta'ala, in water Allah ta'ala has kept life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. In water Allah ta'ala has kept life. When effort will be made, then accordingly you will see deeni life will come about. Deeni life will come alive. Deen will come alive in the lives of people. Desire for deen, talab for deen, desire to sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the hearts of individuals. We see this all over the world. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When effort is made, then deen comes alive. When effort is not made, then accordingly, whatever deen that was in the lives of people will also leave the lives of, will leave the lives of the ummah. We saw it, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity, we went to Australia. We see the same thing, that initially people came from the different countries. Initial Muslims came in the 1800s from Afghanistan and other countries. They had come as camellias and they worked in Australia. Yes, they made some effort for deen. They built masajid and many other aspects. They had little madrasas. But effort on iman, effort on deen was not made. Accordingly, we see now, in their progeny, there's no deen. But alhamdulillah, once again the effort has started amongst them also. And the effort has started with regards to other individuals, other groups of people, through which now deen is coming alive. We had one brother in our jamaat, that he went 13 years ago to Australia. And 13 years after now, alhamdulillah, he had come with us in our jamaat. He says, initially what was the condition of Australia 13 years ago, and 13 years after, it's basically a very vast difference, very big change. In those days, there were just a few masajid. Most of the effort was on the original, the reverts to Islam. But now, alhamdulillah, now, actually in those days, there were not even 100 masjids in the country. Within 13 years, now there's more than 400 masajid in the country. People, alhamdulillah, have really taken this effort to heart. There are some individuals, alhamdulillah, who travel 8 hours just to go for Shab Guzari. 8 hours. Many people, they live very far from the masjids. Many people live very far from the masjids. Just to get to the masjid, it takes them 1-2 hours. Some individuals 2 hours. Some individuals 1 hour. And many a times a day, they come, they travel these distances just to come to the masjid. That is when basically iman will be made. Effort will be made. Then accordingly, you'll see deen coming alive. Deen will come alive. There are many, many karguzari. Actually, the people of Australia, they've been given the responsibility to, with regards to the different islands around Australia. One of the islands, basically there's Christmas Islands, there's Cocos Islands, and the many other islands. So one brother we met, he mentions that they were in the first Jamaat that went to the Cocos Islands. See, when you went there, they were very surprised. They were basically like, so to say, temples. There were temples in the country. And they went, met with the individuals. They said, no, we are Muslims. So when they went, so to say, to the temples, they see there's idols in the temples. And these people of that country were told, there's no more Muslims left in the world. No more Muslims left in the world. So they told him that, now whatever little bit you know about Islam, just act upon it. So basically what these people did, they had idols in the masjid, in the temples. There was one idol that they called Allah, na'uzu billah. One idol that they called Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one idol that was termed Aisha radiallahu anha. And they used to give offerings to these temples, to these idols. And it's mentioned that the chief of that clan, basically, he tested the Jamaat out. And then what he told him, that if you all want wealth, we'll give you. And basically, he gave them some gifts, he gave them wealth. And you know the usul of our work is we don't accept hadiya. And besides that, we come out with our own money, our own health, our own wealth. We spend our own time out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he didn't accept the wealth. Then they said, we offer you a woman folk. Obviously, Jamaat said, no, we don't want your woman folk. We want the men folk. We want you all to come, spend time with us, stay with us, learn deen from us. The other thing that they presented to them is the land. That too the Jamaat rejected. So the chief said to the Amir of the Jamaat, he said that in actual fact, my ancestors were so to say Muslims, but they didn't know much about Islam. My grandfather, he was a Muslim, but he didn't know much about Islam. But he told me before he passed away, he says that many people will come to our island. They will present Islam. They will present Islam to you, but test them with regards to these three aspects. Test them with regards to wealth, test them with regards to women folk, and test them with regards to land. Test them. He said many people did come, but alhamdulillah, y'all Jamaat that have come, basically y'all passed the test with regards to all these aspects. And we were waiting for a long time for y'all to come and present true deen to us. So alhamdulillah, in these islands, when you meet the individuals, the brothers in Australia, they mentioned alhamdulillah, many, many individuals from these islands now have been out in the path of Allah Ta'ala for 4 months. There's a total different environment, dini environment in these islands. There's amal that have been established in these islands. Now, true masajid have been established in these islands. And alhamdulillah, there are many revert Muslims that have been out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many, many revert Muslims. People that were searching for Islam. And alhamdulillah, they met up with one Jamaat. They spent some time with a Jamaat. And then they went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They themselves, they spent 4 months. And now, they've taken this amal truly to heart. There are some individuals, yes, that give 4 months every year. Some masajid, alhamdulillah, there are 3 to 4 3-day Jamaats that come out every month. We see, when effort is made, then the talab, the desire for deen will come alive. And that is basically what is the object of this effort. How deen can come alive, and the desire for deen, and the true worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come alive in the lives of each and every individual. Deen has to come alive. And one other thing we saw, is that there are people from more than 200 nationalities that are living in Australia. In a masjid, you get people sometimes from 50, 60 different countries that are in one congregation. And then when we would speak to them, we would tell them that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't make a qawm, he made an ummah. We have been termed as the best of ummats. One is a qawm. A qawm is made on the basis of color. A qawm is made on the basis of country. A qawm is made on the basis of language. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't make a qawm, didn't make a nation. He made an ummah. Ummah is made on the basis of the oneness of Allah. Ummah is made on the basis of the sacrifices of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummah is made on the basis of Iman and Amal. And Ummah is made on this basis. On the basis of Iman and Amal. And Ummah is made. On the basis of Iman and Amal. There can be unity in the Ummah. On this other basis, there will not be unity, there will be disunity. on the basis of color, on the basis of language, on the basis of country. There will be disunity. People can't unite on this basis. So people can unite on the basis of iman and amal. And this effort of dawah, this effort is a means of uniting the ummah. Uniting the ummah on the basis of iman, amal, on the basis of the fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the object of this effort. Once again to revive and rekindle the worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. When we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the conditions of the ummah. Yes, many a people, yes, alhamdulillah, are coming closer to deen. But majority of the ummah, as we know, not only in Australia, but all over the world, they're so far away from deen. What is the percentage of musallis in our own masajid? What is the percentage of musallis in the masajid of the whole world? This is to bring worry and concern to our heart. It's to bring true worry and concern. The level of deen is to come alive. Wallah, the janaza of deen is leaving, the janaza of sunnat, the janaza of the tariqahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving the lives of people. Deen is coming out of the lives of people. We have to take this worry and concern, this gham to heart, that deen has to come alive. Commands of Allah ta'ala has to come alive. You have to look at everyone with the eye of hidayat. Everyone with the eye of hidayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even looked at the Jews with the eye of hidayat. There was one Jewish youngster. He used to make the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion he fell ill. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at him obviously with the eye of hidayat. How this individual also can be saved from Jahannam? This individual can be entered into Jannah. This was the gaze of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this individual. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him dawat. This young Jewish young boy looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at his father. And his father told him, Ati Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept Islam. So he accepted Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the home of this young boy. After some time, this young boy even passed away. But he passed away as a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves with these words on his tongue. Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadahu minni minan nar. All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has used me to save this individual from the fire of Jahannam. So respected brothers and sisters, this effort of Dawah and Tabligh is taking place all over the world. We see throughout the world, wherever this effort is taking place, deen is coming alive. Commands of Allah Ta'ala is coming alive. Wherever satis are increasing the qurbani, people are going more and more out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deen is coming alive. In their own lives, in their personal lives, in the lives of their children, in the lives of the people of the community. And Allah Ta'ala is using them with regards to deen coming alive in the lives of the people of the world. Through all over the world. In this period, mashallah, many, many jamaats have been out. And every jamaat that have been to different countries, they'll give you the same karguzari. Basically, the karguzari is the same. That with this effort of deen, then obviously, through the effort of deen, deen will come alive. They say one is a garden, and one is effort for that garden to be a garden. Everyone loves to be in a beautiful garden. In that garden, there's roses. In that garden, there's beautiful flowers. In that garden, there's beautiful fruit. Everyone loves to be in that garden. But for that garden to be a garden, there was great sacrifice, great toiling that had to be underwent, a lot of difficulty that people had to undergo for that garden to be a garden. In the same way, this beautiful garden of Islam of sifat, how will this come alive? Through sacrifice, through qurbani. This will come alive through qurbani. So, respected brothers and sisters, let us all make intention, inshallah, to also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take it as our need. Through this, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will use us as a means of deen coming alive. First in our own lives, and in the lives of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected brothers and sisters, who say, inshallah, the first given opportunity, I'm ready to give 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make my ta'alluq with Allah. To learn the fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who say, inshallah, I'm ready, inshallah. Four months, inshallah. IPB, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah?
MashaAllah, Dr. Siddiq, mashaAllah. Shamir, mashaAllah. Ji. Zahir, Allah accept, mashaAllah. Ibrahim, mashaAllah. Shall cross. Abdul Rahman, Allah accept, mashaAllah. Ji. Hussein, Allah accept, ji. Rehan, Allah accept. Ismail, Allah accept, 4 months, ji. Abdul Razak, 4 months, Allah accept, ji. Ji. Shukran, Allah accept mashallah.
Come
Imran from Shongat, 4 months, mashallah. Sadiq bhai, 4 months, ji. Idris, 4 months, Allah accept mashallah. Ji. Muharram, Allah accept 4 months, mashallah. Bilal, keep his name, 4 months pedal, inshallah. Cash from today, inshallah. Allah accept mashallah. Keep giving the names, mashallah. 4 months IPB, inshallah. Mashallah. Who else, mashallah?
Yes, our gaze be towards Allah. Have the talab, have the desire in the heart. Allah, you accept me. You use me for the hidayat of entire mankind. This is the work of acceptance. The more desire we will have, the more Allah will accept us.
Keep giving our names, mashallah. 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Ji, Hafizab, Muawiyah, what's the name? 4 months, pedal, inshallah. From tonight. Cash, Allah accept, mashallah. One Jamaat also. Keep giving our names for India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Also 4 months pedal, inshallah. We want Jamaat to start tonight, inshallah. Sati Zayyad, they can send up, inshallah.
Come, my brothers.
Ji, mashallah. Hafizab, 4 months, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Come, mashallah. It's coming in the heart. Who's ready, inshallah? More brothers, each one make niyat, inshallah.
Now, come, my brothers, inshallah.
Ahmad, mashallah. Mullah, 4 months, pedal, Allah accept, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Ji, who else is ready, inshallah? We stand up, Allah will make us walk, inshallah. Ji? Ishaq. Zakir. Allah accept. Ji, what's your name? Rehan. Daniel. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Who else, inshallah? It's coming in the heart, let us stand, inshallah. Keep giving your name, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh also. And 4 months pedal, inshallah. Jamaat to start, inshallah. Starting tonight. Who says Allah accept me also?
Come, my brothers.
Like Mufti Sahib said, it's a work of acceptance. We stand and Allah will accept us, inshallah. First step, inshallah, stand, inshallah. Ji, mashallah. Who else? About 6-7 brothers are ready, inshallah. They're probably getting ready, they're starting tonight. Should be a little later, but who of us sitting here, inshallah? Let us become part of this Mubarak Jamaat.
Come, my brothers, inshallah. Pedal Jamaats to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up, inshallah. Stand up, brothers, inshallah.
Adnan, Allah accept, mashallah.
Great sunnat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum.
Ji, one Jamaat for? Pedal, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah.
Muhammad Babaki, inshallah.
Babaki, mashallah. Ji.
Who else, brothers? Carry on, brothers.
Ji, mashallah, come, mashallah. Walk, inshallah, in all the areas. Take Allah's name that nobody has taken. Go to those areas. Like Mufti Sahib was mentioning about that island. He said, what the person told him? He told the Amir of the Jamaat, we have been waiting for you all for 45 years to come. Many of our people have left the world without Iman. What answer are you going to give to Allah? That it took you all 45 years to come to us. And all the people in our areas, where Allah sent us, what answer are we going to give to Allah? That we delayed in going to them. We delayed in walking to them. Allah sent us with an object, brothers. Come, mashallah. These pedal jamaats, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, at least the land will tell Allah, these people walked on us. They came to our areas. Took Allah's name when nobody is taking Allah's name. What a great ni'mat. So much of fazilat you'll find. You'll find that as far as narrators of hadith are concerned, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated the most amount of hadith, 5,000 and some odd. Although Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he was from the beginning, right till the end, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About 500 or so hadiths he narrates. But the hadiths that he narrates were at the appropriate time when such masails of deen were solved or needed to be solved with regard to the burial of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to the janazah salah, with regard to the ghusl, with regard to the place of burial, with regard to khilafat, etc. Many, many masails. We find him narrating those hadiths. And one of the hadiths he narrates at the time also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he left the world, and the jamaat of Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, he said that jamaat which was sent, he leads that jamaat out. He said he cannot stop it. And how he leads it? He leads it walking. And as he's holding the reins of that animal, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, youngster on the back of that animal, 17-year-old youngster, he tells him, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, allow me to dismount and you come onto the top." He said, "Neither will I allow you to come onto allow you to come down, nor will I come onto the top. For I've heard Rasulullah say something to this effect, that every step in the path of Allah causes the forgiveness of 700 sins. Replaces it with 700 virtues and raises the status of a person by 700 in akhirat." What Allah has kept in this paradigm of akhirat. To walk in His path. Come mashallah. Who else inshallah? Make niyat inshallah. This Mubarak Jamaat is to walk inshallah.
Most of the elders in Australia, alhamdulillah, they've been initial days for one year out in the path of Allah, pedal. Senior workers, alhamdulillah. Let's all make intention inshallah.
Come mashallah. Who else inshallah? One, two more names inshallah. This jamaat inshallah, we take it on our hearts. Many jamaats like that. Person last minute got ready and Allah accepted him. Don't look at our halats. Look at Allah's treasures. Look at Allah's khazanas. What Allah will give. How Allah will take us out. No person goes on his own ability. Asal is the niyat. A man makes the niyat, Allah will make the means. Don't look at the loss of dunya. Look at our loss in akhirat. Who else, mashallah? 4 months, inshallah. Pedal. One, two more, inshallah, names. This jamaat has to get completed, inshallah. We all take it on our hearts. Ya Allah, accept me. Make dua in our hearts. Ya Allah, accept me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept me. Take care. 4 months foreign, inshallah. Who makes niyat? 4 months foreign, inshallah. Jamaat for foreign. We need jamaat to go foreign also, inshallah. Ji, Allah, accept, inshallah. Shelly Beach. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept. Mashallah. Ready 4 months anyway, say, whatever Mashwara decides. His son just came back from Chilla, am I right? Son went home this week from Chilla, father is out for 4 months. Mashallah. And he's saying, send me wherever it is. Make the Mashwara, I'm ready, inshallah. So foreign, inshallah, who says, inshallah, niyat, inshallah, trying for a jamaat, inshallah. Ji. Who says 4 months foreign, inshallah? Mufti Sabanim came back from a foreign country, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? 4 months foreign, inshallah. Takazas all over the world, inshallah. Ji. Who says 4 months foreign, inshallah? It's coming in the heart, 4 months foreign, inshallah. Ji, MS inshallah, Allah accept inshallah. Write my name also inshallah. Ji, who else inshallah? Ji, need more brothers inshallah to give qurbani, 4 months foreign inshallah. People, different countries are waiting for us, like Mufti Sahib said. Every country is waiting. Ji. You all make niyat, inshallah. Take back the takazas of our area, inshallah. Ask Allah, inshallah. Get up tonight. Ask Allah, ya Allah, accept us, inshallah. Chilla, chilla, jamaats, inshallah. Who's ready for 40 days, inshallah? Masjid, masjid, make niyat, inshallah. Mashallah, season is busy. Season was now. Then Ramadan is coming. How inshallah jamaat to come out inshallah? Who ready inshallah? Chilla jamaat inshallah. Which masjids have got jamaat for chilla inshallah? No time to rest. Mashallah. Ji, what's the name? Omar. Allah accept mashallah. Which masjid you from? Imam Nawawi mashallah. Allah accept mashallah. Ji, who else is ready inshallah? Chilla jamaat inshallah. Ji. Yes, make niyat inshallah. Some jamaat for chilla inshallah.
Come brothers.
Masjid, make niyat. We go back, we make effort inshallah. Our effort is not only on the students, beloved. Every individual, in every home.
Dr. Siddiq inshallah.
Dr. Siddiq, one jamaat from Spingo Hills inshallah. Allah accept.
Area wise inshallah. Let us mention inshallah. Who'll take the takaza inshallah? We'll take it to heart inshallah. To prepare jamaat.
Talimuddin, how many jamaats? 4 jamaats. Allah accept mashallah. 4 jamaats from Talimuddin inshallah. Ji. Every area inshallah. Every masjid. Our elders are saying from every gush you take out a cash jamaat. So if you have got this niyat, then our mashura is for this. Our 2.5 hours is for this. Our mulaqas is for this. Asal is from every gush, we have to take out a cash jamaat. So we make this niyat, miss, make this the first niyat inshallah. Say inshallah. So we go back inshallah and we make effort from now till inshallah our umumi gush. On Wednesday we'll take out a cash jamaat. Who's going to take it out?
Allah.
Allah. We can't do anything, beloved brothers. But our no niyat and our azam, our determination, Allah will give it to us. So we make niyat inshallah. Every masjid, we go back with a cry, with a pain, with a worry, a concern that we'll take out this jamaat inshallah. Ji. So which other masjids make niyat inshallah? At least the niyat we can make. Masjid, make niyat inshallah. Jamaats are coming out of masjid, masgrave, Allah accept mashallah. Shall cross, Allah accept mashallah. Ji.
Peter Marisburg,
Allah accept inshallah. Every masjid, inshallah, this is our cry, our pain. People to become detached from dunya and become linked to akhirat, become linked to Allah. Teaching, inshallah, all those brothers who stood up, who gave the names, can they stand up again, please? Mashallah, many brothers stood up. Allah reward the brothers, mashallah, stand up, mashallah. All the brothers that made niyat, mashallah. Jazakallah. All these brothers, inshallah, come onto the left hand side, inshallah. Jazakallah. All these brothers inshallah proceed inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, after dua, let us sit in our halkas inshallah and make fikr with all these takazas. Youth have come back, link them to the amal of our masjids. We made effort, Allah gave us, you spent your time, you spent your wealth, you made the ikram, Allah took them out. Now keep them in the mahal. Make fikr in our areas how they are linked to the amals. They link to the gush, they link to the ta'lim. Don't leave them. Because shaitan is not going to leave anyone. So we all make niyat. How we link them to the amals of our masjids. The some 90 some odd jamaats plus minus Allah's karam that came out. Every one of them, if they were 10 or so brothers in those jamaats, some of them were up to 20, 22 brothers in the jamaat. There's almost 1,000 brothers. If you link those 1,000 brothers, we've got 1,000 workers. 1,000 brothers making fikr every day. How happy Allah will become, beloved brothers. So let us sit in our halkas now, inshallah, make fikr with all these takazas, IPB, those who have been for chilla, how we can upgrade them to 4 months, those who have spent 4 months, how they can give 4 months better. Allah Pak give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهدبنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.